welcome to another episode of Hallmark's The Spot, the greatest podcast in the universe.
Yay! And there was much rejoicing in the land. And there was much rejoicing in the land. Yay!
You didn't have to repeat that.
Well, I don't know where you're going to edit.
I'm Jim.
I'm Ellie. And we're the best podcast hosts ever.
Yeah.
Well, only because you just said this is the best. It wouldn't be the best podcast in the universe if it didn't have pretty amazing hosts.
That's true.
Now I realize how, you know, whatever, self-aggrandizing you are.
Yes, but I'm doing it facetiously.
Facetiously. I have some facetious right here. Yeah. And I'm not.
What?
I'm not saying it facetiously. No,
I'm just saying the greatest podcast in the universe. That's a joke.
It is, because you have a whole tone that you do only for that line.
That's true. Well, that we took a peek behind the curtain, I guess.
I guess we did.
You got to explain the joke. It's not funny.
What joke?
Boom.
What?
The greatest podcast in the world.
I don't know that joke.
It's the joke I tell every single time I open the show.
Well, yeah. Oh, I thought you meant some other outside joke. Sorry. That's why I was
This is getting better and better.
Obviously, we aren't on the same wavelength.
Not right now. But we better get on it because we have to talk about the Hallmark movie of the week.
Yay!
Still a spring fling.
I thought it was called something else.
What? No.
Rite of passage.
No, it's still spring fling. They still have it listed as spring fling.
Okay. And what was the name of it?
As luck would have it. Yes. And then we have some...
Was it Kiss Me Blarney Stone?
No. No, it wasn't that. It wasn't Wax the Shillelagh. It was...
Aaron Gopra. And Do-Si-Do.
It takes place in Ireland.
Kilkenny? No.
Kilabby.
Kilabby.
Yes, Kilabby, Ireland. And then we'll talk about some news. Some Hallmark news.
Yeah, can't wait.
Yes. All right. Well, let's start off with a little as luck would have it. Lindsay travels to Ireland to acquire land that is perfect for a resort. She decides to enter the town's matchmaking festival to prove her investment and win over a handsome local. Starring Joanna Garcia Swisher and Ellen Leach.
I have a bone to pick with that synopsis.
What's
it makes it sound like she's doing it for her own gain. She's working for a company. She's looking to invest in it on behalf of her company. She goes to prove that she cares about the investment, sure. Mm-hmm. But she's all doing it on behalf. That if you read it and you don't know anything about it, you think that she's the one who wants to buy the castle.
Right.
And profit from it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She's just a working stiff.
Just a cog in the wheel.
Yeah. So this stars, this dude was...
Alan Leach
was in Downton Abbey. He played Tom Boswell. Tom Bosley.
I call him Tom the chauffeur.
What was his last name?
I don't know.
I'll have to look under cast then.
And then when he got married, did he take her name?
Tom Branson.
Oh, that's right. Branson.
Yes. You should have known. Now you watched Downton Abbey all the time.
So did you.
Yeah, but you watched it from the beginning. I didn't.
Oh, you didn't ever see the beginning?
No.
Oh, then we'll go back and watch it now.
I'm okay.
Oh, some dastardly things happened in the first season.
And what I didn't realize, he was also in Bohemian Rhapsody.
He was?
Yeah, he played their manager.
What?
Yeah.
I don't think I knew that.
Neither did I, because I saw pictures of him, and I was saying, I should have recognized him, but he had like a mustache and
Didn't have the accent or something.
Yeah, well, he probably had just a regular English accent.
Right. Not an Irish.
Not an Irish accent.
Is he from Ireland?
He is from Ireland.
Which I'm sure that was a terrible Irish accent. Yeah. So I apologize, everyone. I'm bad at accents anyway, and I know Irish accents are particularly hard to mimic, so.
Yeah, so.
I apologize in advance.
Oh, they're after me, Lucky Charms. Okay, that's my Irish.
That's all right.
All right.
You have more to apologize for than I do.
So give us a rundown. What's going on in this thing? She shows up. Starts off.
What's her name again? Huh? What's her character's name?
Her character's name is Lindsay, and he is Brennan.
Lindsay and Brennan. So Lindsay starts off, she's in New York.
Right.
And they hear about this property, and her boss sends her here because she's particularly good at closing deals.
Right.
And she gets to Ireland, and she decides to tell the taxi to stop at the castle. This is the meet cute is he's there.
Yeah, because they want to buy this castle to turn it into it into a hotel.
Right. And so
town's castle.
Yeah, they want the town. So the last person who owned the castle gave it, you know, willed it to the town like 50 years ago.
Right.
It needs major renovations. It's a drain on their economy. But they don't want to give up the castle in the land. They don't want to give up the land because everybody's planning to tear down the castle.
Right.
So she shows up, planning to tear down the castle and build a new hotel, and meets the guy. He's in the castle fixing things.
Yes, Brennan's in there fixing things.
But he's also dancing and singing or whatever. And so she happens upon him.
Because the town's getting ready for
their big matchmaking festival
that brings people from around the world.
1,000 people.
Yeah.
And their last night of the festival is a party that's held in the castle.
Right.
So he's there getting ready for that. She shows up and she's all like, you know, doesn't really say anything to him, but definitely says more than she probably would want to had she known he was on the town council.
Right.
And then she goes about like getting herself into a town council meeting, and they make her wait. And then they listen to her and pretty much tell her, that's nice, but we're never going to
sell this castle to you. You know nothing of our town.
That's right. And so she's on the way back to the hotel, and she had already run into the night before her first night in town. Mm-hmm. She ran into some ladies from Australia.
Right.
Yeah. And they were telling her about the matchmaking festival.
Yeah. They're staying at the same inn that she is staying at.
Yeah. And so she knows about the festival.
Yeah.
Knows about a couple that's getting married
at the festival.
And now they're getting married at the festival. And she says, okay, I'm going to show these people that I am totally here. I mean, but she also had run into him, I guess, at the tavern.
Yeah.
When she went out to dinner with the ladies the night before, he was waiting on them. Mm-hmm. And so they had a little repartee at the time. So it's a pub that's owned by, or a tavern that's owned by his parents, but he works there and he distills small batch
whiskey.
So she signs up for the matchmaking festival and he's like, what? I thought you'd be leaving. And
yes, I thought you'd be leaving. Bigora.
So.
And she goes, I'm not leaving. I'm going to sign up for everything.
That's right. I'm a perky, pesky American. Yeah. And I ain't going anywhere anytime soon because I'm going to prove to you that this is the best thing for your town. So over the course of some events, he teases her. He ruins her Irish soda bread by adding like a ton of salt.
Yes. She's in a cooking class.
Yeah. And then she's in a knitting class, and she's not doing well at that either, but he had nothing to do with sabotaging that. Then she was playing hurling, and he was the referee, and she kept on schooling him on the rules, and he gave her a yellow card and a red card, just like soccer. I mean, football.
Yes.
And so they're getting closer and closer. But throughout this, she also finds out that the town is in significant economic hardship.
Yeah.
And that it would really be the best thing for the town to sell her company, the mayor, the castle.
You know, basically tells Brennan, listen, maybe, you know, we got to sell this. You know, we can't keep going with it.
Yeah. So they all get to the point that they will agree to sell the castle, and her boss is in Dublin looking at other properties in case this one doesn't come through, or another property. And she invites him to the final night of the festival, the matchmaking festival.
Right. Now, meanwhile, the mayor, when he tells them they have to sell, he said, listen, if it's a good deal, we got to take it, right?
Right.
So at that point, this town is the only game in town, no pun intended.
Right.
For this resort. It's she finds out later, after they've almost pretty much telegraphed,
they sealed the deal,
that they're gonna take this deal, that there is another property this guy is looking at,
right? And so now they have to compete with the other property to sell it to the boss,
right?
But in the meantime, she, of course, this, you could see this coming a mile away, she thinks no, this place is too special. There are other hotels in Europe who have converted castles to hotels. Mm-hmm. We can build on top of this, you know, behind this castle, our hotel. So we can renovate the castle and incorporate it into the new design.
Yeah.
So she puts her quote unquote pitch together. The guy shows up. And she tells him, look, this is my big idea. This is totally going to work. No numbers, no flip charts, no graphics, no nothing.
Right.
And he says, well, then I got to go with Dublin, because there's no way we're going to be able to renovate this castle.
Yeah, because the other one's cheaper. It's a good property. It's cheaper. And we don't renovate.
Yeah.
You know.
That's not our thing.
That's not our business.
Yeah. So that falls through.
So he says... smell you later.
Yeah. Smell you later.
And takes off in the middle of this festival.
Well.
Or in the middle of the finale of the festival.
I was going to say. So then she splits. I mean, she disappointed the town.
Yeah.
And everybody's upset. And he's, you know, she keeps on encouraging him to, like, distribute his whiskey.
Yeah, because more. Much like Paul Walker making his his small batch maple syrup.
Andrew Walker,
yeah. Paul Walker's Fast and the Furious.
And no longer with us.
Yes. He doesn't want to, even though there are plenty of companies that want to distribute his whiskey because it's very popular. No, I don't want to do that. I want things to stay the same. And eventually, you know, like his parents say, you can't live like that. It's never going to stay the same, you know?
Right. And she had been saying, oh, I think so-and-so is willing to lease their barn or sell their barn.
Yeah.
And that would be perfect for a space. So he's, I don't want to change. And so he's never going to change. She's disappointed.
Yeah.
She's disappointed the town. And she says, that's it. I got to get out of here. So she leaves without saying goodbye to him. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. She just leaves town. She says bye to the inn keepers who, you know, were very friendly.
Yeah.
And the other ladies from Australia. Right.
The Australian ladies.
But, and I think she may say, well, you know, tell him I said goodbye or whatever. But she's like, it's time for me to go. I got to go back. So, you know, because her boss was kind of like, I paid for you to go through this matchmaking festival. Oh, and meanwhile, just as a little aside, the mayor had kind of pegged them for a match.
Yes, because the mayor is the one who matches everybody.
That's right. And so he when he was marrying, you know, he was performing the wedding of the couple who had met at the festival and came back.
Yeah.
They were the witnesses at that.
Right.
At that wedding, et cetera. So they were much thrown together. Mm-hmm. And he kept on saying, oh, you know, we'll see if there's a match for her. Wink, wink. And yeah. and Brennan was not picking up what he was laying down. So she goes back to New York. He goes, you know, they say 3 months later and you see he's expanding into that barn.
Right.
And she's pretty much like, there's no gold flecks in my hot chocolate.
Yeah.
So she quits her job and she gets a new job. She shows up 3 months later in Ireland.
Yeah.
And she's working for a restoration company. And there was a little telegraph of that early in the, yeah. you know, in the, her friends like, oh yeah, there's this restoration company.
Yes.
And, convenient. So she gets a job with this restoration company and she shows up in Killabby 3 months later,
yeah.
You know, measuring stuff and with plans and how this restoration group, which is based in, the UK.
Right.
Is going to be buying the thing. And he says, so we'll be going back and forth. She's like, what do you mean? And he says, you're pretty sweet.
Yeah.
And kisses her. And then it's happily ever after.
And he's going to run the distillery. She's going to commute from London, but spend a whole lot of time there because she's going to be the project manager.
For the castle renovations. And yeah. She's going to, because her whole thing was she always goes in, swoops in, makes a deal and leaves.
Right.
And she wants to be there soup to nuts, basically. And so
yeah.
she got her wish.
And he got his Irish eyes a-smiling because he got himself a girlfriend.
Lady love. Yeah. A lady love. Trivia, little known fact.
Yes.
Irish Eyes Are Smiling is an American song.
Okay.
Just let you know. It's not an Irish song.
It's okay. Is Danny Boy an Irish song?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Pipes are Calling.
Yeah.
From Glen to Glen.
So he got his pipes a-calling.
It's fine. You could say his Irish eyes are smiling. I just thought you would like to know. That's a little piece of trivia I have.
Wow. Yeah. And I was so authentically Irish this whole time.
With your leprechaun and lucky charms?
Yes.
Yeah. The pot of gold.
Yes. Stay away from me, pot of gold.
So I have to say, I like this.
Okay.
So
you have to say that?
Yeah. I'm going to give it, well, I was going to give it 3.5, but I think I'm going to give it 4 stars.
Four.
The green hearts, no wait, blue.
Orange stars, green clovers, blue diamonds, and
yellow
moons.
Yellow moons.
All four of the marshmallows.
That's right. Well, first of all, she's beautiful. Not like drop dead gorgeous supermodel beautiful.
Oh, we forgot the subplot of her grandmother.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, apparently her grandmother is from a nearby town. That's and right. He takes her to where her grandmother's house used to be. Now, going in, we have to admit, we thought this was going to be
more of a factor.
More of a thing where, like, maybe she was the rightful heir to the castle or something.
Yeah, I thought that would be thinking outside the box for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it
wasn't. And there wasn't. There was just basically some foundation
right.
left of her grandmother's house.
Right.
But
she had one of those Klana rings or whatever, however you say it.
Clatter.
Clatter?
Yes, a clatter.
Okay, so clatter ring. Yeah. And it was her grandmother's. And when she was in Washington, when she was in New York City during the 3-month hiatus,
yeah,
she looked inside the ring and she realized that it was made in Kill Abby.
That's right. There was a jewelry store there.
Yeah.
And
JLT or
JLT.
Something.
And when she looked at the ring, the jeweler's mark was on the inside of the ring that she never noticed before. And she realized it was made in Calabi.
That's right. So it was meant to be.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was a nice little subplot that, you know, she had some Irish roots. And
for her to have a collaboration with Brennan.
Brennan. And what's the other thing that we noticed? So Eagle Eyes out there noticed the color of the pub sign was always changing.
Yeah, that's right. the
it was green.
They did it with CGI, so it looked really fake. The pub sign, and it did. It would change multiple colors. It was yellow. It was green. It was orange.
Yeah. Yep. So but maybe that was. I was thinking the colors of the Irish flag, the orange and the green.
Yeah, I don't think so, because there were no physical lights on the thing.
No, they were definitely. But you're right. It was yellow. It was this like dark orange, warm, very warm orange and green. So anyways, yeah. So I can rate it. I'm giving it 4.
Yeah, you gave it 4.
Now. And I'm keeping it. I didn't delete it.
Okay.
It didn't have, okay, even though she left and there was disappointment and all that.
Right.
And he was hurt. It wasn't the usual, like, I have to get out of here as soon as possible. She left when she was planning to leave and he was upset and you could understand why he was upset. And it wasn't like a misunderstanding. It was clearly, you know, just she had tried her best. Wasn't that great? But also, like, she's trying to pitch a different idea, like, if you're the boss of a company and somebody comes to you with this outlandish idea and for a multi-million dollar project, and you're like, how long have you worked here? Yeah. Don't you know what we do? Yeah. So, you know, I mean, the writing was on the wall. She wasn't happy and she didn't understand her audience.
I have a bone to pick with that.
Oh,
I think that it's not so outlandish an idea. They're building a hotel. They want to make a resort. They want to use that. They want to use that land. Why not incorporate the historical facade into your hotel?
Well, that's what I would do. But
I'm saying her pitch was terrible. She did not pitch using any
numbers.
No numbers. No PowerPoint. Nothing.
I'm just telling you, let it snow. PowerPoint did not help.
I know, but that was because it was idiot Alan Thick.
You're fired,
daughter. Because we only like dinks. Double income, no kids.
That's not our audience. Those aren't our customers. Yeah. Those aren't falconers or whatever. Falcon.
But pressers. She could have presented it in an actual presentation.
She could have. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, it wasn't she's inviting him to a gala. She didn't even have like a printed out thing for him to think about.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I would have handed him a prospectus or something and said, hey, I don't have time to go over all the numbers, but they're all in here. I crunched it. It's not that much more. We'd still turn a healthy profit.
Yeah.
You know, our margin on other properties is X. We're still going to get that here. Look at all these other places instead of, other places, you know.
And she could have pointed, look at the festival. Look at how many people come here without a hotel and a resort.
That's right.
Think of all of the traffic the resort will get.
Right. Just think about how big that matchmaking thing is going to be when they can put people in not just little tiny inns or B&Bs.
You know what would happen? the matchmaking industries, like Kay Lenz, not Kay Lenz, Bethany Joy Lenz, and Danica McKellar, the matchmaker mysteries. Yeah, could come and open up satellite offices.
I mean, that guy said he had performed 3,000. He wasn't kidding, right? 3,000 weddings.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people coming back to get married.
Yeah.
That's a year-round
That's loyal customers. Yeah. The guy.
Well, she didn't have any marketing. Yeah. She didn't have any numbers. No budget. But it.
She's good at closing deals that other people come up with.
Hey, she had closed this deal. She was the one who submarined it.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm saying she's good at closing deals that other people have researched and put together.
I hadn't appreciated the full dig.
But she is not good at presenting deals on her own. So that's my problem with it. Her pitch was terrible.
So you have a 4-2? Because that's just 1 point down.
Yeah. So I'll give this a 3.5. I wouldn't give it a 4 because it's not like here's my problem why it doesn't get a 4 in my eyes.
Okay.
I didn't like that dude sabotaging her stuff early on.
Oh.
When he threw all the salt in her soda bread mix.
Right.
When she wasn't looking, and the woman who refused to help her when during this needle knitting class.
Right.
And when she would ask for help or a question, the woman would just ignore her. Man, I didn't like that.
That's not
poor hospitality.
And that's not the Irish way.
Yeah.
At least not what I've heard. You know, everyone come on in and, you know, we're all good. And that it was also out of character when they were like, we're going to sing and dance or whatever. And he was like, oh, no singing.
Yeah.
No, that's what they do in pubs in Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I had a friend who was from Ireland. He said, we're always singing no matter what. You go to a pub, eventually everyone starts singing. Like, yeah. You know, it's.
They start singing when Irish eyes are smiling.
Only when they're forced to.
Yeah. So I wasn't fond of that portion.
Yeah.
It didn't last very long, but I still thought it was mean.
Yeah, it was a little mean. It wasn't their usual way.
Yes, it was. It wasn't.
I think that they did it just to show how dedicated they were to preserving their town, and I could see that.
Well, here's the thing: no one was twisting their arm to take this deal. So all they could do was say no. They didn't have to sabotage anything she was doing.
Yeah, they're like running her out of town.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why it gets 3.5 and not a 4.
Okay. I could get that.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to watch it again and that part's going to bother me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for ruining it for you.
Well, I'll let you know. Stay tuned.
So I drop a blue diamond off of it.
So do you keep or delete it?
Well, I keep it. Yeah. I thought it. The rest of it was good. I liked the rest of it.
Next time we fast forward to the...
Wasn't a whole lot of tropes.
Yeah. No, it was pretty good.
Nice.
Acting was good.
Yeah, acting was good. Nice countryside, you know.
Beautiful countryside.
Beautiful countryside shots.
Everything's green.
Yep.
And good chemistry between the two of them. Like, you know, a subtle, slow burn type chemistry. Not anything, you know, like smoldering looks across the room or anything like that, but... Like, nice couple. Nice couple.
Yeah, it was pleasant. It was a very pleasant movie.
It was.
Yeah.
Except for the meanness. Yeah, now I'm done.
The slight meanness. Yes, it was supposed to be, it seemed meant to be lighthearted and funny, and I just, it was just a little mean instead of the lighthearted and funny.
Yeah. Well, that's it. I got nothing else to say about that. We're looking forward to the next one, which is right in front of me or something like that.
Right.
Right in front of my eyes, right in front of me.
Something to do with a chef or something.
Yeah, there's some chef. There's some, you know, she's going after some guy, but this, you know, the guy right in front of her is the one for her. Something like that. I think in a nutshell, that's good enough.
But Also, when we first saw the commercial for that one, well, first 100 times, because they played the commercial every 5 seconds.
Right.
My bad boyfriend radar went off. And I said, that dude was a bad boyfriend from the movie that must be at least 5 years old, Hallmark movie, where it was woman who worked for a magazine and got an assignment to go with this extreme sports guy. Remember the guy who the poor man's Henry Cavill?
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah.
I forget what that was called, but yeah, she's like this timid girl that, you know, is going to marry this guy who, you know, oh, once you marry me, you never have to work. And I don't know why you bother with your little writing projects there.
Yeah, exactly.
So she goes off to do extreme sports with the famous photographer.
Yeah.
And the bad boyfriend from that
is apparently the bad boyfriend in this one.
Probably. Probably.
Yeah. So.
And where else did we see the classic bad boyfriend in that latest crossword puzzle mysteries, Riddle Me Dead. The guy who dies is a bad boyfriend from way back.
Yeah, that's right.
he was the not bad boss in the Christmas Waltz.
Right. And he was a bad boyfriend and a couple of things. And then he was the bad FBI agent in that weird one where
they're like following her.
Yeah, where they're following her across California the country.
With
Paul Walker.
Yeah. With
Andrew Walker.
Where she's like, I have to drop this present off to these friends, and they think it's a drug bust. It's like, I don't know. She's knitting a scarf the whole time.
Yeah, or she's a terrorist or something.
Yeah, they're like staking out their cabin in the woods. And oh, gosh. Yeah, and she's talking to who she thinks is his mom, but it's an FBI agent. Yeah.
He was the victim on Riddle Me Dead.
Yes. Yes. it also had the boyfriend, well, the love interest in Love on Safari.
And with Merritt Patterson in the, where he was like the tech company guy.
Yeah.
With the nephew.
Right.
And Merritt Patterson is the photographer who comes and helps her aunt.
Picture Perfect or something. Yeah, right?
Picture a Perfect Christmas.
Yes,
that's the name of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he is, there's something going on with that dude's hair. That's all I got to say.
They showed it from the top.
I don't know if it's a weave.
And it's like, they showed it from the top. And it's like, there's a lot. It's almost like he was going bald.
Yeah.
Because it's like a ridge that goes higher and goes down the back.
Right.
And then there's like a little dip, and then it's like the comb forward type mussy.
Yeah.
Something's going on.
I noticed it in that Picture Perfect Christmas.
Even Love on Safari looked messed up.
And I'm going, there's something up.
It looked the best in this one.
Yeah. In the other ones, it looked like...
It looked more messed up.
Yeah. And I'm going, man, that
And dude, I don't mean tossed.
That dude's wearing a toupe.
Oh, man. Yeah. So
maybe he went to Bosley Hair Plant and got the transplant.
I'm just feeling bad for him because maybe he doesn't have a delectable shaped head like the fake prince dude or whatever.
Yeah, like the fake prince. The summer prince who shaved his head for the snowboarding thing.
That's right. What's it called? One Perfect Wedding.
Yeah, that's it. One Perfect Wedding where the dude shaved his head.
But that's right.
He looked good with a shaved head.
That's right.
This dude probably say, man, my head's not going to be good for this.
That's right. So, yeah. Well, we'll see. Time will tell.
Yeah.
Time will tell.
Yeah,
soon he'll be wearing only do-rags. That's probably a cultural appropriation.
Travis Van Winkle laughs at him when he shows off his waves and what do you call that? Layered.
Yeah.
Layered look.
He does have a whole bunch of hair, that Travis Van Winkle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Tease to perfection.
That's right. Well, he's got some of cherry ass cowlicks.
Yeah.
So what's the news?
So
the I'm news. Dying to know the news.
Well, news number one is Hallmark is canceling after this season. So August, Hallmark is canceling the long running morning show Home and Family.
What? I mean, how am I going to learn how to like applique stuff on the side of my boots?
Yeah, that's right. And how are you going to learn how to make a nut roll with the...
Oh my God, they made something the other day that was like so much sugar. I was just like, And I'm only saying that because what the heck happened? I guess I took a late breakfast. I mean, it's on surprisingly long.
Right.
And so I was having a late breakfast and I was going to watch a Colbert or something.
I think it's like a two hour
show. 10 to 12, yeah. Or something. And so I was going to watch something else. And I was like, oh, they're going to have Tim Tebow on. And so I got sucked in just because I got confused between Tim Tebow and Flacco. And I thought that Tim Tebow for a minute was going to be joining the Eagles.
No.
And so I was like, oh, I should listen to
him. He doesn't play football anymore. He's a minor league baseball player in the New York Mets farm system.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yes.
Oh, so he may be joining the Mets.
Nah. If he was going to be joining the Mets, he would have joined the Mets already.
So... Tim Tebow.
Although he would fit right in.
Well, he's very religious, I have to say.
No, but I'm just saying.
He's very wholesome.
He's also not good. So.
So he fits in with the Mets is what you're saying.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
But they beat the Phillies.
I know. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm a Mets fan, so it's okay for me to be saying this. But nobody else better.
Okay. I'm sure that's going to unleash the flood of emails we've been waiting for.
Yeah.
All the people are going to diss the Mets on you.
So I don't know about Debbie Monopolopoulos, whatever.
Whatever her name is. Or what's going to happen?
Oh, Matinopolis.
Matinopolis. Yeah. That's not so hard. But what's going to happen to the chick with the puppies forever? What's the name of her?
Well, hopefully they'll still have Puppy Bowl.
Oh, I hope they still find a way to have her own vehicle so we can look at the cute little puppies and stuff.
How is she going to showcase the puppies?
I don't know. They're going to have like special.
But it also means Cameron Matheson is out of a job.
Is he?
But yes, is he though? Well, it turns out he's joining the cast of General Hospital.
Woohoo! I would sing the theme song if I remembered what it was.
He's going back to his roots.
I'll just go.
I don't remember the theme song.
Sailing away. Right. Or not sailing away.
Sailing away? Did you?
Well, to where I'm going. That was one of the Luke and Laura songs.
Oh, I'm saying that. General Hospital never had a theme with words.
No. That was their song. That was their song, or one of them, because didn't that guy write a song named Laura or something? It had Laura in it. I don't know. We're going way back.
Christopher Cross is who we're talking about?
I think so. I don't know. But this is like 1983 or 4, right?
Are you trying to sing, sailing, take me away to where I'm going.
I'm not the only one who doesn't know what that says.
Soon I will be free.
So, yeah.
General Hospital is going back to his soap opera roots.
Where was he on a soap opera before?
He was on All My Children.
Oh, wow. That's also ABC, isn't it?
He had a Daytime Emmy nomination for Outstanding Supporting Actor in 2002 and 2004.
Oh, boy. He's going to win this time.
Yeah. He's going back.
Wow.
Back to New York.
That's
to do some daytime soap acting and filming.
He's going to have to spray tan. Actors have to spray tan. It's part of the job.
I think he's got that down.
Well, he was in L.A., and yeah. So you could easily get, you know, Permatan there.
He also previously served as a feature correspondent for Good Morning America, Entertainment Tonight, and Extra. I never knew that. And he co-hosted the 35th annual Daytime Emmy Awards.
Dude, he's going to do well. I'm excited for him in General Hospital. I think we may have to tape a few to see how it goes.
No, you can tape a few.
Just to see how it goes.
Okay. I have no interest in watching soap operas.
Well, I know, but I want to see how what his character's like and stuff.
Oh, I wonder if he's going to be a doctor.
Is he going to be a bad guy?
He plays a good bad guy.
I know.
You know, he did play Jerk Boyfriend Window Wonderland.
That's right.
And we hated him.
In fact,
wasn't that the first one we saw him in?
I think so.
And we hated him.
Sir Keith? Sir Ritz? What was his, what do you call him?
Sir Keith?
Sir Richard? So what was his name?
Richard, I think.
Richard? Yeah. Sir Richard.
Yeah. Oh.
That's what Paul Campbell called
him. Yeah, we hated him. And then we saw
Sir Kenneth.
Sir Kenneth. Yeah, that's right. And then we saw him in the other one. Christmas to Remember.
Right.
No, before Christmas to Remember. That one with the mope. The Christmas ornament or something like that. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when I was convinced, because then he was also in the fall one with the woman who got divorced or whatever. Or
yeah.
Was she divorced but hadn't been with somebody for like 18 years?
Yeah, the ballet dancer. The ballet woman.
No, that's a different one. That, oh, I said that's the fall a different one. That one with the ballet teacher or the dance teacher is a Christmas one.
Oh.
And he was in the Summer to Remember.
Summer to Remember, of course.
That's in the Hall of Fame. That's it. Ellie and Jimmy Boo.
Ellie and Jim Hall of Fame. Yes. Yes, it's on our DVR, and it has been programmed never to delete.
That's right. That's right. We watch it every once in a while. Yeah. I watched it in the middle of the night.
Yeah, it was on the other day. It was a pleasant thing because I enjoyed the smoothies.
The smoothies.
He specializes in smoothies.
He's famous for smoothies.
Famous for smoothies.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Wow. No, I just want to know, what kind of character is he going to be?
No, but he was in Christmas Remember, where he played a really good guy character. So
he was a vet.
That's when it turned around for us.
And so he's played the itinerant. It
turns out he's an actor.
Yeah. He's played the itinerant agriculture professor. The resort owner, a vacation resort co-owner. a financial dude, a Rolling Stone Gathers No Moss financial dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an actor. He's got that. And he's been, you know, host extraordinaire for like, what, 3 years or something?
Yeah.
Home and Family.
Right.
And like through the pandemic, that had to be hard. And he eats a lot on that show. And doesn't gain any weight.
Well, he does. He's exercises.
He has like 0% body fat.
No, but he's got a thing where he was showing. I saw a video of him where he was explaining how his routines stuff like that.
It's got to be intense because he's got like, and Summer to Remember, it's like totally sculpted body.
Right.
That takes a lot of work.
Totally sculpted.
Whatever.
I didn't notice that.
You want
me
to pretend he's not mad fit? Yes, please.
As he runs after stealing coconuts.
That's right. He's not the one who drops the machete on the beach.
That's right.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway, I'm looking forward to that.
Good luck, Cameron Matheson. Hope you take time enough to do some Hallmark Christmas movies, though.
Yeah. I mean, there are a few actors who have been in multiple seasons of movies.
Yeah.
You know, movies of mysteries, Christmas, many Christmas ones.
Yeah.
The fall one, the summer one.
He also did one of those mystery series. With the baker mysteries.
Oh.
With the one from the soap opera that you like.
Oh, Sammy Brady.
Sammy Brady.
From Days of Our Lives.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Oh, man.
I can't remember.
Neither can I. But
Samantha. I almost said Samantha. Allison Sweeney.
Yes, Allison Sweeney. There you go.
Samantha.
Yeah. So he's done a lot of Hallmark work.
Yeah.
And hopefully he'll be able to come back and do a few.
You were saying that they have to, that they film, what, 3-4 days a week or something?
Well, on a soap opera, you film like 4 or 5 days a week easy.
Yeah. Depending on.
It's like a daily job when you're doing a soap opera.
So I hope he gets time off where he's like, oh, so-and-so is on a desert island. He'll be back in
Remember,
a couple weeks.
They got to crank out that show every single day, every single weekday. Is a new hour of television.
I know, but not much happens.
I know, but they've got to act it. Even if there's not much is happening, he has to be there.
I know, but we don't know what kind of a thing. Is it just like, is he going to have a main character is my question.
Right.
I guess so. I mean, he's got serious chops. If he was nominated for a daytime Emmy.
Yeah.
They're going to be happy to have him back. That's a coup for them.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm so excited.
So.
Okay, we're going to find out, and we'll let you know. I'll find out, and so, I'll let you know.
General Hospital, mission accomplished. You got another watcher. You got another viewer.
Well, I'm not going to watch it all the time. Although with the DVR, it's much easier to... Yeah. And I remember on Days of Our Lives, like, everything happened on Tuesdays and Fridays. Like,
yes,
you could pretty much skip all the other days and still get the... Catch the drift of what was going on.
Maybe they'll build a whole interesting storyline about him, like they did Luke and Laura, and then made Robert Scorpio come in, and then they had spy stuff.
That's right. Well, it's always better with spy stuff.
Yeah, and at that time, that's when What's-Her-Face appeared on the General Hospital.
I don't know.
Famous actress.
I stopped watching it after Luke and Laura. I didn't.
It was she was on with Luke and Laura.
But I could only watch it.
She did scenes with Luke.
I wasn't allowed to watch it at home. I could only watch it at my friend's house.
Oh, well, it was Elizabeth Taylor. Elizabeth Taylor was on. Oh,
well, then I don't know why I couldn't watch that.
Really it was like a really big deal.
I know. My mom loved Elizabeth Taylor. Yeah. Why didn't I use that to my advantage?
You could have.
I could have.
Your angle for watching General Hospital at home.
Yeah, it just wasn't the same. Days of Our Lives was my go-to after Search for Tomorrow was canceled. So that's all we could
like
do.
Like sands through the hourglass.
These are the Days of Our Lives. All right.
Well,
that's all we got to say. Good luck, Cameron Matheson, again.
Yes.
I know you said it already. I kind of stepped on your line there. So yeah, I just want to say, for the record, we're highly supportive. You're one of our favorite actors in the Hallmark.
I'm glad you said for the record, because then he knows we're sincere.
Yeah, exactly. One of our favorite Hallmark actors. So, you know, and hope he does come back for a Christmas movie or two.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you want to tell us how much you love Cameron Matheson, you can send us an email at marksthespotmail@gmail.com.
That's right. You can also find that in the show notes.
Oh,
and
good.
You can go to damshow.co, damshow.
.co.
That's the home of Damn Junior Podcasting, where
Destroy
you can find
movies.
This show and Destroy All Movies, our other fine podcast.
Yep. And?
And?
If you have a chance, or if you'd like to, feel free to rate us, give us a 5-star rating, and or leave us a fantastic review. We much appreciate those.
At Apple Podcasts.
Yep. And so, yeah, that would be great.
Yes.
Otherwise, looking forward to right in front of me.
That's right.
watch, we find out something else. I don't know.
So tune in next week.
And until then, have a great week.